Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. And your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Set your watch 60 minutes from right now exactly. Wayne Allen Root will hit these airwaves on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets the chance to hang out with you on the great radio stations across the entire country on the fabulous USA Radio Network. The incomparable, the amazing, the mystifying Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons and making it all go. Without him, we would be listening to nothing but static. If you'd like a little bit more information on me, you can go to leeelsie.com. You can click on a link, take you to our Facebook radio page, says Voice of Freedom. Off we go. So let me begin with something that I have been talking about with all of my guests on my morning show for the better part of a week, and that is critical race theory and what it means to you, what it means to your kids going to school, how it will impact them, all of it. And it came to a pseudo head yesterday when Martha McCallum on Fox got a chance to interview Wendy Weingarten. Now, she is representing all of the teachers across the entire country. That's what she does. And they had a sit down. And I want to play you some audio from that sit down. And again, a lot of this is Martha McCallum going back and forth with Wendy Weingarten about critical race theory.
Do you believe that 1619 is a factual program?
Martha, I believe that I'm a history teacher and I'm a social studies teacher, and I believe we should teach history. And from everything I can see and understand from the data I see, 1619 was the year that the first slave boat came from Africa to the United States. So that's a point in history that I think we should be teaching.
But that's very simplistic, take on it. I mean, the 1619 Project teaches that's the true beginning and the founding of our nation, not 1776. And that the reason for the revolution and the colonization was because colonists wanted to preserve slavery, that the country was founded on the basis of wanting to preserve slavery, but that is not factual. That is not true. In fact, scholars in this area say there's no evidence that colonists were motivated by that in coming to the United States. So it would be wrong as a historian to want to teach them something that is not true, because that's the basis that sets up all these other tenets that lead to teaching kids that we live in a systemically racist country.
I would hope that Fox would be just as focused on let's get rid of the misinformation about what happened in this election.
Now, let me stop it here and I'll pick it up again. The spin here, the deflection here from Wendy Weingarten is an embarrassment. And if you're a teacher listening to me right now, you should be embarrassed by this woman and anybody who she represents who agrees with what she is saying. Okay? Because what you're doing in the process of critical race theory is you're teaching young kids that, or you're telling young kids that they are racist. They are oppressors. You're telling white kids that they're oppressors. That's what's going on with critical race theory. And it's born from something that's not even factual. And what's going on from the teachers that are in favor of this
is this wild, overtly manipulating idea that somehow they are going to self-correct the deeds of the past, the terrible deeds that happened hundreds of years ago. These woke teachers are going to wash away on their magical chalkboard in their magical classes by teaching critical race theory. Just think, the basis for most of this stuff is whitewashing, demonizing, villainizing anything done from 1619 to now. Everything that's happened from then to now is based in racism and based in holding folks of color down. Like, that's the original thought from the founding fathers. Their idea when they got together to proclaim freedom from England was, let's figure out also, as we do this, how do we hold the black man down? I mean, it's asinine to think that that's what was going on in the minds of the folks who framed this nation. It's actually embarrassing and insulting, as far as I'm concerned. Let's continue with Martha McCallum.
This election was free.
Oh, come on, Randy. Come on. This is not the topic that we're here to talk about. I'm not going to talk about that. We've talked about that before, but that's a dodge, okay? Because children in this country, we rank 36th in math, okay? That's about midway of all the developed nations in this country.
Thank you for pointing that out, by the way, in the middle of this. That a nation that pours buckets of money into education and we're middle of the pack at best in math.
So I am asking you, and you say you're a social studies teacher, do you favor teaching students that 1619 is more important than 1776? Do you favor that?
I favor us teaching about 1776, which I have often done.
Mm-hmm.
I favor us teaching about 1619. I also favor us teaching about the Holocaust and the genocide in terms of the
Absolutely.
Holocaust.
Absolutely. I learned about all those things in school that you just mentioned. But the problem, do you think that it's wrong to suggest to children that if they're white, they belong to an oppressor class? If they're black, they belong to a victim class? Do you have any problem with that?
I think we should be lifting up all ethnicities. I don't think we should say that one is an oppressor class and one is a non-oppressor class. I am a big believer in celebrating diversity, in actually looking at and helping look at people's lived experience. But if you're really talking about misinformation now, Martha, and I hope you are, really would hope that Fox really look at what happened in this election and how we can, because every social studies...
All right, so I got to cut it off. See, at that point in time, I'd have ended the interview. Because they're going to continue to circle back to this election and Donald Trump and Fox and all that goes along with that. Yet never once recognizing or admitting that states across the country went around their own laws to change their own voting laws. Right? Everyone wants to forget that. It happened. That's part of that equation, that story that you want to perpetuate. So, Wendy, I'm sorry, but you failed. You failed grossly on a national stage to represent your teachers. This is what we have going on, this critical race theory. It's a continued divide of this nation. Why do we have to rehash the horrors of 300-400 years ago? What's the purpose behind that? Now, the one thing that she said that was right on the money is, let's teach what actually happened. Let's do that. And if you can find places for me, whether it's Texas or Tennessee or Alabama, where they don't teach what actually happened, then change it. Demand it federally. Make sure that they teach what actually happened. But don't twist the truth. Don't manipulate the truth so you cause this greater amount of friction between folks of color and white folks. All you're doing is tearing this country apart from the inside. Every day that passes, or at least every day that had passed up until the last three administrations, I've felt as though racially we've come leaps and bounds. I've gone over this time and time again. I don't want to bore you with my sentiments, but I do believe that every day racism dies a little bit, right? Generation after generation of racism, which we've had. There has been racism. But every day that passes and that particular group of folks die away, and I hate to sound morbid, we become a less racial nation. I honestly believe that. But what's going on now is just a way to continue to perpetuate this ugliness. By the way, you know, the New York Post wrote a column, and I just want to read you a couple of paragraphs from it. Essentially, it was about Tim Scott and how he faced racist remarks since his rebuttal to the president and his State of the Union speech. In it, there are a couple paragraphs I want to share. The email was short and nasty, it says. After first calling Senator Tim Scott the token Uncle Tom and the N-word, the writer added, "You knuckle-dragging conservatives should be sent to the ovens." Now, that mindset, that one paragraph that I just read to you that's in the New York Post, that idea from the left or the liberals or the Democrats, for the most part, the idea that the right is knuckle-dragging Neanderthals that should be sent to the ovens because we have a disagreement on how to teach the kids. This is the way many of the left who are infuriated that, like, Scott, a black Republican from South Carolina, had the gall to declare America not a racist country. So the rebuttal, and probably my guess is the person who wrote this letter or email, was about as white as you can be. White as the driven snow, living somewhere in Karen-filled America, wagging their bony finger at us Neanderthals because we're not going to buy in hook, line, and sinker that we're all a bunch of racists. I'm not a racist, and I refuse to go down that road with folks because it's ignorant as far as I'm concerned. I got to take a break. We're just getting going. Don't go anywhere. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium. Just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
So.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. I want to give kudos to the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. What a great product. I'm in the best shape of my life. I work out hard every day, 60 to 90 minutes a day, every day, 7 days a week, never miss. By the way, the few times I ever miss, I just feel it the next day. Or I feel it that day. I just don't feel like the same person. I don't have the same energy. You hear the energy I put into the show. And anyone who's ever seen any of my speeches knows the energy I give at my speeches. It's really, truly all because of my workouts. You know, without the workouts, I couldn't do it. If you're going to work out every day, you want to feel good, you want to use Sons of Liberty CBD, you can find it at sonsoflibertycbd.com. Highest quality CBD you'll find anywhere. CBD is not pot. It won't make you high. It's 100% legal. 100% American grown and made. CBD is real, mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice. sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off.
You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I got to tell you a couple things real quick. So I'm watching the television today as I'm doing my own radio show, my own morning show, and Fox News is on in the background. And I couldn't believe they had a live video shot this morning about 10:30 Eastern Standard Time of just hundreds, literally hundreds of people making their way over the Rio Grande into the United States with no opposition whatsoever, just coming one after another after another. Some young kids braving the elements, some, you know, going through, let's say, chest-high water to get there. It was just nonstop. I couldn't believe what I was watching right there on television. No authorities in sight. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. This administration doesn't give a damn about any of this. Anybody could come in. Doesn't matter. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
All right, a couple things with Biden, the moron president. Joe Biden, of course, spending a bajillion dollars on infrastructure, et cetera, et cetera. Let me break some of this down for you to see exactly where your money is going. $115 billion to fix 20,000 miles of road and thousands of bridges. $100 billion to expand broadband in rural communities. $30 billion for future pandemics. Oh, okay. $30 billion. We'll just sock $30 billion away just in case we get another pandemic. $100 billion for public schools. $180 billion for research and development. $100 billion for workforce development programs. $400 billion for elderly and disabled care and expanded Medicaid to cover up long-term care services. $111 billion for water infrastructure, replacing all of the lead pipes in the country. $17 billion for ports, waterways, and ferries. $25 billion to modernize the airports. $80 billion to fix Amtrak's blockage situation. I laugh because Amtrak has sucked money from all of us for decades, and they continue to suck money from all of us for decades. We're looking at a 28% tax increase. The Made in America tax plan would raise the corporate tax rate 28% to 21% and tighten international tax rules. By the way, we've also got to factor in the Biden Green Deal, $174 billion. For tax incentives for buyers of electric vehicles and the building of 500,000 electric vehicle chargers by 2030. $100 billion for the energy grid and tax credits. $213 billion to retrofit 2 million homes to make them more energy efficient. $213 billion for that. That's a lot of billions to retrofit the homes. Does that mean I get that money free of charge? Is that the deal? Apparently. A national electricity standard grid shifts to the federal fleet, $40 billion to upgrade public housing, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Once again, I stand by what I've said dozens of times, hundreds of times. Democrats do not care where the money comes from. That is not an issue. That is not a factor. That's not a thought. They don't give that 5 seconds of thought, as a matter of fact. If they want something and they think that something will get them votes and will curry favor with their electorate, they're going to throw it out there. And if they can get it, they'll get it. If we incur debt because of it, they don't care. They don't give a damn. You get that? So deficit hawks, folks who are fiscally conservative, you mean nothing. Less than nothing. To the Democrats. You're a non-entity because they want to spend, and spend some more, and they don't care about future generations. They don't give a damn. All right, I got to take a break. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Several states along the East Coast, including Virginia, North and South Carolina, and Georgia, are experiencing gas shortages. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is suspending the state's gas tax until Saturday night. to offset any jump in prices at the pump. This comes after the cyber attack against Colonial Pipeline.
It'll probably help level the price at the pump off for a little while. But my message to people is, look, everything that we are hearing, and we will let you know if this changes, but they are saying that this is going to be a short-lived problem.
The Biden administration says COVID-19 booster shots will be free to the public if they are needed. White House Chief Science Officer David Kessler telling lawmakers they have the funds to purchase the next round. However, he's saying it's still unclear whether the booster shots will be necessary to protect against future variants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-125.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will, in fact, be here at the top of the hour. One of my favorite regular guests is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, 30-plus years of military expertise. He is also one of the country's foremost experts in cybersecurity, so there's nobody better to ask about the latest attack on our energy grid. So what do we need to know, Stephen?
Well, this was a ransomware attack. So they used software to get inside the industrial control system computers, the computers that make the pipeline run, and they locked them up and encrypted them and then sent a message to the company saying, you want your computers back so you can move your gas, you've got to pay us a bunch of money. And it looks like this is an East European criminal group, so it's not a nation-state attack, but it's a crime. And in other places around the world, this kind of thing has happened, and power companies, both electrical production and other types of energy production, have basically paid up. We've even had police departments in America that had their records locked this way, that have paid up to criminals. It's a problem. And here, the whole government has gotten involved because it affects, gas prices. If you can't move gas or oil around through these pipelines, it's going to change the availability, which will change price. So that's it's a pretty significant problem. And even though our grid, but electrical and other types of power are well protected. Obviously, they're not perfectly protected, and this group was able to get in there and lock them up.
I'm surprised this doesn't happen more, right?
Yeah, it's actually a very common problem. Criminals will do this. The reason we don't hear more about it is most of it is done at a relatively low level. If it doesn't involve millions and millions of dollars, I don't just mean a couple of million. I mean, like, lots of millions.
Right.
The FBI it's not that they can't be bothered. They don't have the assets to go after those lower-level folks. That's why it's very important for everything from companies to individuals to back up all of their systems, back up their data. I mean, this happens sometimes. They'll get into your grandmother's computer and lock up her photos.
Yep.
And then send her a thing, say, either pay us $100 or $1,000 or you lose all your photos of all your grandkids. For most people, they want Bitcoin payment and stuff like that. Heck, if they ask me for that, I'd have to call my son in Colorado to find out how to buy Bitcoin,
Well, if your son's bought Bitcoin, he's sitting on a pile of money right now, Stephen.
No, he just knows how to do it. He didn't buy any of it. But it's a problem. So it's everything from what's seemingly fairly trite, low-level stuff up to these very big and very significant things. And it happens all over the world. For the most part, it's criminal. But you could use the same techniques if you were doing a nation-state attack. So if the vulnerability is there, it's bad. And we've got to find a way to close these gaps.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. I mean, I got hacked a couple of weeks ago, maybe like a month and a half ago now, and so they've locked down my Facebook account, completely shut me out. I haven't been able to get back in. I had to create a new one. It's not really that difficult to do, and if somebody really wants to do it and they're skilled, they can probably do it.
Absolutely. It does not take, some evil criminal genius to pull this off. Now, to do it in a big, complicated system like this pipeline, yeah, that takes a little more skill and effort to infiltrate that well-protected network and then, put the right software on it to lock it down that way. So that's something, some 15-year-old's probably not going to figure out how to do that. But, these criminal networks have some pretty good hackers. So it's they can do that for the thing like you're talking about, who someone may have just been doing it, as you say, just because they don't like your opinion,
right,
trying to just harass you. That, the 15-year-old can do.
Yep.
And probably a lot of 15-year-olds can do.
Sure.
So it's really a problem. the internet was never designed to be secure. It was designed to be functional. And all of the security that we now have on it, most of which is pretty good, has been bolted on after the fact. And so it's vulnerable. It's never perfect. And the bad guys are pretty motivated, especially the ones who want to make a lot of money, to get in there, to do the mischief, and to get control of your data in this case, and to do their bad stuff.
Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation is joining us. Again, heritage.org. You can learn more about him. One of the topics we've been talking about a lot this week is critical race theory. And I just wanted to get your 60,000-foot view of what that means to you.
Critical race theory is based on two things. One is Marxist theory. It basically just robs from Marx. And instead of saying, you know, there's a distinction between the proletariat, the working class people and the rich people, and turns it into white versus black. And then they add to it a bunch of really, really bad history. Because to justify their so-called theory, they use incorrect history, of our country in particular to justify the premises of critical race theory. It's an intellectual fallacy. It's false because it's based on Marx, who's been proven to be wrong everywhere it's been applied. And, you know, the history, you know, particularly the so-called 1619 project that the New York Times funded, all that stuff is shown to be bogus. It's incorrect. It's not just something you disagree on. It's not true. And when you base something on completely false premises, it's kind of tough to get to a good solution. But what they did was start with the endpoint they wanted, and then they went and, you know, twisted history and Marxism into pretzels to get the results they want. It's not useful. It's divisive. It's probably illegal, because it violates all of the already standing anti-discrimination laws we have on the books, except it's discrimination aimed at white people, not at people of color. And frankly, it states openly, well, the only way you can deal with discrimination is discrimination against the people who we say have been discriminating against us, and make it, you know, give it the force of government. To the point where, you know, Kendi Ibrahim, or Ibram, wants a government department, you know, a cabinet-level department that has authority to override laws, court decisions, executive actions. They would be the ultimate arbiter of everything that happens in this country, all of it based on his critical race theory ideas. That's a little bit presumptuous and just a tad arrogant to think that, you know, his little books now should override everything, not just a couple of parts of the Constitution, everything in the American Constitution, because after all that stuff is racist anyway. It's bogus stuff, Lee, and it should be thrown into the trash can of history along with its initial genesis, Marxism,
right?
Because they're both wrong.
And I don't know if folks realize this. I mean, we've been talking about this, but maybe people just tuning in. We have, in a local setting, there are groups who are affiliated with Black Lives Matter. And this is maybe going on in Michigan where you are. I know it's going on certainly in blue states across the country who are, you know, they're dictating. These groups are dictating. Maybe they're, you know, not naming themselves Black Lives Matter, but they're flying under that flag. And they're dictating to either local school boards or law enforcement, hey, we want to say in who you hire, how you hire, what you do. I mean, to me, that's insanity. You're going to – it happened here in my own adopted hometown, Stephen, where they – you know, they wanted to hire two police officers. They have the resources to do it. They have the need to do it. And a group associated with Black Lives Matter said no. And they said no, and they listened, which is incredible to me.
Yeah, it's really crazy. And frankly, critical race theory goes beyond Black Lives Matter. I mean, Black Lives Matter has clearly adopted it as their ideological basis. Black Lives Matter is an avowed Marxist organization if you read the writings of its founders. And it's just taken critical race theory and said, this is the horse we're going to ride. They're demanding it be taught in all of our schools, demanding it be taught in businesses, in government. And it's, as I said, frankly, it's nonsense, number one. But number two, it is directly damaging to the foundations of America that hurt all Americans, not just white Americans.
Right.
Critical race theory is not really going to benefit most people of color, because most people of color actually benefit from the system we have in the United States. It's better living here than anywhere else. But people, you know, they bought into it, particularly white liberals, frankly, have bought into it. Most people of color I talk to look at me like, you don't really believe that stuff, do you? Because they recognize it as nonsense. The ones who are using it as a tool, however, they're flying that flag and beating the drum and demanding that it be instituted, as you say, in universities, in high schools, even in grammar schools. They want this stuff taught. And it's just, it's crazy. It's damaging to our country. It's damaging to individuals. Where there is no division, it will sow division, because that's kind of their goal.
All right, brother, I got to go. I'm out of time. Music is playing. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. We chat with him about once a week. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allyn Root, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Raw and unfiltered.
So,
we've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin
and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI Radio. Excuse me, ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the Gold Rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them Moore sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I'm laughing because over the past couple of weeks, what I do every day to do my own show and then to do this one is I set aside certain pieces of information, certain topics that I want to talk about, whether it's information that I might get through an internet story or a column or something like that. And I, you know, create this pile, this stack of stuff. And I usually go through the stack of stuff during the course of the show, right? So I always have something to fall back on if, in fact, for some reason, I lose the ability to think and talk and I got to go for something. I need something immediately. Well, I'll have a stack of stuff. But normally I go through that stack in the course of a day, right? Whether I'm doing this show or my own show or another show. But because everything is nuts now. Everything is crazy. Everybody's losing their mind. This stack of stuff has gotten, well, it's gotten that big. Like, it literally is heavy. It's hundreds of pages now. And it's filled with silly information and funny information and stupid information and stories that don't make any sense. And maybe stories that you can use at the water cooler and crazy stories about people in Florida chasing tigers around, etc. That kind of stuff. But it accumulates, and it's literally overwhelming me right now. So I'm going to share some of these stories with you. That way I can read them,
rip them, and chuck them. But some of them are pretty funny. The estimated real estate value of all the land in Central Park is over $500 billion. So if you wanted to buy Central Park, I guess you could for $500 billion. There's a pro wrestling move called the choke slam. This is where the wrestler lifts his opponent up by his throat and slams him to the ground. It was invented during an amateur wrestling match. Would you like to know who that wrestler was? I bet you would. President number 16, Abraham Lincoln. He was a wrestler, an amateur wrestler back in the day. Recently, a survey was taken. Is it rude to ask someone if they've gotten the COVID vaccine? The answer for me is yes. That's how I would write that down. But according to a recent survey, 60% of the people out there do not think it's rude to ask someone if they've gotten their COVID vaccine shot yet. I just told you about how much it would cost to actually buy Central Park. Well, in case you're wondering, Earth is worth about $5 quadrillion. That's the number 5 followed by 15 zeros. Researchers at the University of California, Santa Cruz looked at the planet's age, size, temperature, mass, and other stats and figured out it'd be worth somewhere close to $5 quadrillion. I wonder if I could get financing, the low interest financing for that. Because I'd buy planet Earth if I could get the financing for it. Two nuns in Ireland were busted over the weekend breaking COVID quarantine rules when they traveled more than 125 miles to attend an exorcism. Yes, not making that up. I don't know what the result was, if the demon was actually exorcised, but I guess they were there to lend a helping hand, so God bless them for that. Scientists in Japan figured out how to hack the human body genome and regrow teeth. This is pretty cool, right? I mean, this is one of those ones that actually would actually help mankind if we could regrow teeth. You know, you've got a bad tooth issue, you pull it out, next thing you know, you got another tooth coming in, voila! Right now, if you want to like get an implant, it's like $5,000 for an implant. It's crazy. 7% of Americans do not use the internet. 7% do not go online. Can you imagine living your life with no internet? Listen, I curse out the internet every day, right? I got hacked by some Facebook thugs, et cetera, et cetera. But can you imagine not having the internet at all? Actually, as I sit here and think about it, maybe it would be wonderful not to have the internet. Just total bliss, right? I mean, I know technology is great, but think about when you were young. Think about when you were a kid riding your bike. No cell phone, no contact. No 24/7 monitoring. It was a different world, and it's only going to get worse. All right, listen, I'm out of time. The one and only Wayne Allen Root is here. He is up next. Thank you very much. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
D35.